Stackhouse a little pressured, hits it over to Regsing. Back for Hammonds for another three, and that's good. Two in a row.
Caffrey, top of the key for three. It's good. That will give the Monarchs the lead.
Ressig in the Conroy. Conroy foul line jumper, and that's good. Conroy connects three shots in a row already. Kevin Conroy.
Live from Scanlon Gymnasium,
it's Monarch Basketball on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
And with that, right off the bat, Chris Drojas sinks a three-pointer, giving the Wilkes Colonels the lead 3-0.
And you know, Chris, it's a packed house today. It's exciting to see all the fans here, as it we haven't seen much of this whole season, really, both sides being packed. You have a Wilkes section up there supporting Wilkes University, and then you got the Kings side here. It's just a great atmosphere to play in, especially for these Kings players in their last home game of the season.
Matt Mullins for the three-point attempt misses it, rebounded by Stackhouse.
Given the Reisig, Reisig takes it, looks for Conroy underneath. Conroy puts it up, and that's good. Kevin Conroy.
The ball inbounded to DeRojas. 18:33 left in this first half. 4-3 Monarchs with a slight edge as the ball is passed off to Paul Huck. Over to Mullins. Back to DeRojas, top of the key. Passes back over to Hines. To Mullins. Back over to Hines. Over to Shelton. Into Hines. Hines drives the lane, passes back out. And we'll have a foul on the hardwood against Kendall Hines.
Conroy puts up a little silly foul there as he's going for the loose ball. Gets a little tangled up with Hines. And Conroy commits his first personal of the game. That's King's second team foul.
So now ball inbounded to Hines. Off to DeRojas for the 15-foot jumper. He gets it. 9-8, the Colonels lead.
Stackhouse pushes the ball up, gives it over to Hammonds. Conroy has it underneath, double teamed. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and it will still be a Monarch ball as the shot's blocked out of bounds by Hines. Really a back and forth game so far as a good backdoor cut by Stackhouse. Conroy finds him, kisses it off the glass, and good for two.
That is the perfect textbook way that Stackhouse just made his way inside. Wide open lane there, and got the easy shot off. Ball stolen away from Hines. Reisig grabs it and goes up court quickly.
Gives it to Hammonds. Hammonds off the glass and good for two. That's a good play by Hammonds. You got two Wilkes players trailing him there, going up for the block. Hammonds going strong to the rim, kisses it off the glass in for two.
So DeRojas up court, passes off to Huck. Inside, ball stolen away again.
Stolen away by Hammonds. Hammonds leading the break, gives it over to Stackhouse. Stackhouse layup, that is good for two. Monarchs go on a little lead here, a little 6-0 run here, 14-9 early on, and Wilkes University will take a 30-second timeout with 14 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the first half. Kings up and goes with the lead, 14-9. As Bratsky inbounds to Hammonds, Hammonds for three, and that's good. Kyle Hammonds.
Ball inbounded to DeRojas, 13:26 remaining in the first half. 17-9 Monarchs lead. Ball passed off to Huck. Cross court to Edmonds. Back to DeRojas. He's stuck in the corner. Drives the lane. Takes a 15-foot jumper. Gets it.
Little floater there. It was a pretty move there by DeRojas.
And DeRojas, not that tall of a player.
He's fearless.
Brzezinski foul line passes back out to Huck. Huck inside to Edmonds. Edmonds up strong. Post up. He gets it.
That's good defense by Conroy, though. They didn't want to commit the foul. Had his hands up. Just a good contested shot there was Conroy. And the Monarchs will inbound the ball. And something that we haven't seen the whole year is there's so much enthusiasm right now in the gym. It's a packed house and just a great afternoon for basketball and especially senior day here at Kings. So everybody into it, everybody cheering. But a back and forth game right now as Kings has it 21-15 as Caffrey checks into the game for the first time today. Farino for three. No good off the side of the rim.
Hammonds now picking up his second foul within about a minute of play so far.
So Coach Andrako will take a full timeout on the play. King's College up 38-29 here with 4 minutes and 31 seconds remaining in the first half action. And really a great game so far by both teams going back and forth, being able to obviously put points on the board, but also make it entertaining for the fans here today.
It's been a great atmosphere, great crowd here today. Just an overall great game to be at, especially in this crosstown rivalry. It's usually the most looked forward to game of the season.
Well, when you got two schools right down the street from each other,
right,
it's usually what you get. You see people around town. And I when I talked to Bratsky this week, he said it's bragging rights. It's nice to go out and just know that you had something on them when you see them around town.
Ball passed up to Blish. Gets a shot off, but misses it just as the buzzer rings, ending the first half of play.
And a good first half it was for Kings. 51-33 takes it into halftime. Kings really coming out strong here. It was a back and forth game so far in the beginning, but Kings really started to pull away, hit some jumpers. Hammond started shooting the three, and then you got Conroy started, and that's where it takes us in the half. King's College 51-33. Come back and join us for the second half action. We'll send it back down to the station. You're listening to Monarch Basketball on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre. King's College takes it into the half, 51-33.
We now return to Monarch Basketball on 88.5 FM Wilkes-Barre.
And welcome back. As you last left us, King's College up 51-33 here this afternoon. King's playing very well early on. In the first half, King shot pretty well, going 19-32, good for about almost 60%. Shot 80% from the free throw line. Wilkes University 13-31, 41%. Your leader for Wilkes University was Krista Rojas with 7 points. Two players in double figures already for King's College, Kevin Conroy and Kyle Hammonds. As King's takes the ball out of bounds here, Resig finds Conroy underneath, and Conroy will go right back to the free throw line, a place where he's pretty comfortable at, I'd say.
Over to Huck for the jumper. He gets it, 52-35.
Reisig inbounds to Stackhouse. Stackhouse, a little bit of pressure by DeRojas. Passes it over to Farino. Back up to Stackhouse, setting up an offense. Goes over to Conroy in the corner, kicks it back out to Farino. Monarchs working the ball well around the perimeter here, looking for an open shot. Kicks it over to Hammonds, finds Conroy down below. Goes to Farino outside for three, no good off the front of the rim.
Ball rebounded by Hisney. Hisney up court, passes up to Mullins. Mullins one-on-one, passes off to Hisney, back over to DeRojas. DeRojas drives the lane all the way.
Rebounded by Conroy, outlet it to Hammonds. Hammonds for three, and that's good. You can't leave him unguarded as Kyle Hammonds goes from downtown. Puts the Monarchs up 55-35. Hammonds on the day just put him at 13 points. Up the court, Hammonds to Farino. Farino for three in the corner. Matt Farino back-to-back three-pointers. Puts Kings up big here, 61-38. Kings really pulling away now in the second half. Just underway, 17 minutes and 20 seconds remaining.
To Mullins for the three-point attempt. Misses it, ball rebounded by Reisig.
Reisig outlets to Stackhouse, who's coming up court. Finds Hammonds in the wing. Has Conroy down low. Puts it off the glass and good. Kevin Conroy just too strong underneath as he puts it off the glass. He'll go back to the free throw line, shooting one. King's College 65, Wilkes University 38.
Draws inside to Huck. Huck misses the shot, gets his own rebound, and then puts it right back up, misses it, ball rebounded by Eagles, and then Eagles finally gets it up, 68-46.
Obviously crashing the boards there for Wilkes, able to get that offensive opportunity. Conroy in for an easy lay-in. Good pass from Farino to Conroy down low.
Eagles double-teamed, trying to find his way out of it.
Stolen away by the Monarchs. Hobson's out in front, goes in for the easy layup. That's good. Stolen away by the Monarchs as Hobson gets out in front of everybody else. Gets it in for the easy lay-in.
Rojas goes all the way, He gets it off again. Now 74 to 60. And the Monarchs are clearly struggling right now, not making any of the shot attempts they've been putting up in the last 5 minutes or so of this game.
And Coach Andrako will take a full timeout on the play. Kings now only up by 14, 74 to 60. And exactly what you didn't want to see happen here is Wilkes slowly creeping back into this game.
Bresnitsky forced to take the three-point attempt, and he gets it easily. Now 76-63, as the Colonels have been inching their way closer in the past 5 minutes or so.
Stackhouse has it going up top, looks for Reisig. He's on the wing, looks for a cutting Hammonds. Hammonds takes it to the basket. Good move by Hammonds, puts it in, but the call will go on the floor.
Hammonds, great shot there, basically a hook from the back door. Beautiful layup. If he would have been fouled actually taking that shot, he could go for the three-point attempt here, but that's all right, it'll get him to the line shooting two at least.
And if that's Conroy's, if that foul's on Conroy, that's his fifth.
And that's how it will be charged. Ending the season of Kevin Conroy.
So with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left in this game, senior captain Kevin Conroy has played in his last one. 33 points, 11 for 20 on the field, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and he gets a standing ovation from the crowd. And Adam Bratsky, the other senior and co-captain, will check into the game for Conroy. But Conroy ends the day, 33 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And what a day and career for Kevin Conroy. So you would have never thought it. Kings up by 28 at one point. Wilkes coming all the way back right now, 94-89.
And that's just the team Wilkes is. They start out slow, but in the second half, they work their way slow towards the end and then come out sometimes with a victory at the end here, getting very close.
So Reisig's first free throw attempt is good. Puts Kings up by 6.
The ball inbounded to Thomas, gets a shot off from way deep now, 98-94, but just could not get within reach of the Monarchs, and they come out of here with a big victory today at Scanlon Gymnasium in the last game of the season for the Monarchs.
So Kings takes it here, 98-94. On senior day, we had the cheerleaders honored earlier, the Monarch Dancers, and of course your two co-captains, Adam Bratsky and Kevin Conroy. Two great careers for both of them, but just picks up a great win here today against their crosstown rival, Wilkes University. Really ending the season on a good note, especially for these two seniors and the Monarch team going forward for next season. 98-94, I'm Corey Zalewski, alongside of me, Chris Wilson.
Corey, it's been a pleasure being with you here all season for Monarch basketball. We look forward to next year.
Game's over here. Final score from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Monarch basketball, 98-94. Kings takes it over Wilkes.